It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, what's going on? Podcast time. It's time for the podcast.
Here we go. What's up, man?
It is the Plan B After Show podcast, as always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle 1492. Pipestone. Gee, I've said it 1,000 times. 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. They're still there serving you. Give them a call, 269-876-0882. Also on Facebook, just look up Gilson Cycle, G-I-L-S-O-N, and they're going to get you taken care of, man. They are motorcycle experts, and I want to make sure that you're two-wheel hog. I've seen a lot of people out on motorcycles, man. Make sure yours is running right. Get it over to Gilson Cycle.
Absolutely.
Anyway,
it's a perfect time to ride a bike, man. It's beautiful out.
Oh, dude,
I don't have a Harley, or, and I don't have a, you know, one with a big motor, but I was gonna say,
it's a perfect time to ride a bike with a motor, gas motor on it.
I got a motor.
You are a big electric guy. You like the electrics. Sorry, I got to fix my blanket.
The electric man.
Yeah,
that's what I'm doing. I think I'm going as Electric Man for Halloween.
That's a terrible
costume. Really thinking about it, though, dude. You know what? Another thing, I went to mow the lawn the other day, and I got it out. I'm like, damn it. That's another one. Electric lawnmower. I got one of those.
I did think about getting – I still like gas lawnmowers, but the one thing
My lawn's too small. It's just I don't need a big
– Oh, yours would be perfect for an electric mower. You'd be perfect for that one, yeah. What would you have, right? Yeah, you got a corded one. I was looking, and the only thing I may go electric to as far as my my landscaping stuff is the weed whacker. Like, get one of those, you know, 24-volt ones. Because have you ever used a weed whacker that has not had problems, dude?
You're always figuring out the string. How does the string go in?
Yeah.
How does it automatically feed, you know?
It's the most complicated yard tool ever. It shouldn't be that hard.
It is. Check this one out. This is the one I got, and you might like it, dude. And you come over and look at it. It's a Black & Decker, like 3-in-1. It basically is a weed whacker that goes into like a lawn mowing hall.
Yeah. So no, I've seen yours before.
Yeah. So it you can do a couple different things with it. Weed whackers aren't cheap.
And usually they're 2-stroke. So you got to mix, and God forbid you don't mix it right. I've never, unless it's even when it's brand new, they're heavy. They're a pain in the ass. So I think I'm going to go. And also too, the little bit of weed eating that I do, like around a couple trees, I don't have a big yard. I can understand maybe a landscaping company that makes sense. But for everyone else, dude, an electric weed eater is all you need for God's sakes. So I may do that. Walmart, I say Walmart. They have that one like collection, and it's got like, so you can buy, you get the 24-volt, you know, batteries, and you can interchange it with all their different tools. I mean, they got the Sawzall, they got the grinder, they got the weed eater, they got the mower, and you just plug it in. Which again, I'm sure there's some things that you don't want to use that for, but I'm thinking about going for the weed eater just because I am tired of, because what I do right now is I just have to like shove my lawnmower up against the tree as close as I can get and go along the fence as close as I can get.
Yeah,
it doesn't work.
You take your lawn work and you take your mowing pretty seriously.
Yeah.
I'm not as serious as you are. And actually, we were thinking about the other day, and this is not a joke. It might sound like a joke, but we're really considering this. And I always thought it'd be a great idea, Brock, because not only can I benefit from it, everybody could benefit from it. There's a spot next to our driveway, which is probably 10 by 10, maybe 10 by 10 spot.
Yeah.
Maybe 10 by 12. But it's just a small little part of the lawn. Then it's a sidewalk and then another portion of the lawn.
Yeah.
But that 10 by 10 is basically what happened was when we put our front deck in, my buddy did it, and he just dropped a bunch of like stone down because he needed to fill the holes with stone so it would be, you know, stable.
Yeah.
So it's basically just there's grass growing through it, but there's a lot of stone in it, and it just kind of doesn't look the greatest. You know, I mean, everybody's got these nice grassy green lawns. So I proposed the idea, what if I made a turf putting green right there up front? And this is what I would do. I would leave a putter up there. So anybody walking by that just wanted to hit a putt randomly, go ahead. I'd leave a sign up there. And you know what? You'd never have to mow it. It would look great. What do you think? Come on.
if your wife is okay with it, I can't say anything bad about it. But that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Dude, if it looked good and was legit, I think everybody would be on board.
I mean,
the neighbors would be like, all right, you know.
It's your yard. You can do whatever the hell you want with it. Now, do you have an HOA where you live?
An HOA, yes.
Homeowner Association?
I think. I'm not sure. You have to ask the wife that.
The HOAs can be real. I fucking hate HOAs because here's the thing is that it's my property. It's my property. But the HOAs, well, your grass can only be this long or mailboxes. Stupid. This HOAs are assholes. Like, excuse me.
You right there?
Dry in here. There's this one house we were looking at before we bought the one in Benton Harbor. And the HOA, no joke, said you can't have – fence put up. No fence, not even like a chain link. And I'm like, we got fucking dogs. And first of all, if I want to put a fence up, it's my property. I legally bought that property just because some group of jerks earlier that's like, nope, we're going to set up these rules. We want a certain car, blah, blah, blah. And I get it too, because if you don't have HOAs, you do have it like on our street, that one house that is dilapidated and it's just garbage. And I get mad at it's also having some common courtesy for your neighbors, but also not going terribly far where it's like, oh, you can't have this. You can't have this. Like, fuck you. Yes, I can. You know?
Here's my question. Are your neighbors cool? Yeah. Cool neighbors.
I do. There's a couple people on my street that bother me a little bit, but that's like any association. So
if you're cordial with your neighbors, like what I say, just put it up. What is that lady or dude going to come back over and like check up on you?
Yeah.
To make sure you didn't put it up, you know? Yeah. Like, I know that's a stupid idea. That's a shitty life pro tip, but.
I'll say like the neighbors across, and I don't know their names or anything. I'm sure they're nice people, but they're not good about taking care of their lawn. And it's like, I think about it. Like if we ever sell this house, I'm going to tell them, look, I'll mow your lawn for you. If it's too hard, I'll do it. Cause they do it like once they had someone come and do it and they don't do it enough. And I'm like, it looks bad. Just mow your fucking lawn. It's not that hard to do. You know what I mean? Hunter.
What? Come look at my lawn.
No, you've done better. You've done better.
Since I got that lawnmower, I'm doing fine. I'm doing just my lawn. Actually, you should come check out my backyard.
We
did a lot of landscaping. It looks pretty good.
Nice.
I'm thinking about putting a nice little canopy up back there, Brock.
Here's the thing. I wouldn't say a putting green, but you could do like just AstroTurf. Do AstroTurf and just the fake tall grass that you can buy over it. Like
the Brady Bunch.
Exactly. You just got perfect grass year round.
See, that's why I think the putting green's better, because there's a purpose to it. Like if I just put turf down, I think my neighbors would be like, dude, what are you doing?
No, what they would say is, how the fuck does this guy have a perfect lawn every single day? Like see him.
Turf doesn't look like grass. You drive by and it sticks out. You want the blue turf like the Florida Gator
field? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. You know?
Put hardwood down.
I love the turf idea. I'm telling you, if I could do it, I mean, it'd probably be pretty expensive, right?
I don't think so.
You know, like the Brady Bunch lawn, dude. It was perfect.
Well, no, at Home Depot or Lowe's, you can buy the fake grass that is like that long. Like it's a couple inches long. And it looks like a nice yard. That's what I would do.
Man, now you got me thinking. What if we just turfed the whole backyard and made a putt-putt course or something?
There you go. Do that.
I got to have golf in there. If we're doing turf, we're putting golf into the
mix. Yeah. I mean, you chip out there anyways. I mean, but make it a little course. Who cares?
Get that clown.
That's just always going off.
God,
neighbors, you're not going to have any neighbors. Your neighbors would be like, fuck this guy. We're moving.
He got the clown head.
Actually, that's what you do. You build that in. You put the clown head. Your neighbors move. You'll be able to buy their property up for real cheap. You knock their houses down. Then you can make an even bigger putt-putt. Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
Burn their houses to the ground. Build a putt-putt.
Piss on the ashes.
Anyway, how were we talking about that? How do we get on your yard? I don't know. Anyway, but no, fucking do it, buddy. It's your land. Who cares? Put a putt-putt in. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'll come over.
I think I'm going to do it. It's like 10 by 12. It can't be that expensive.
No, God, no.
My dad's got a roller even. We could flatten it out.
Yeah.
You know,
that
put a couple
or do,
breaks in there.
That or do a hardwood floor and put a basketball court right there.
Ooh. That's a tough one.
That'd be fun.
I don't have a hoop.
Man. I need to get a hoop. I do not have a hoop, and I got a perfect driveway for it.
You do? Yeah, why don't you have a hoop?
We could. We could play around the world all day, son.
Dude, go to Walmart and get a hoop, for real.
Your wife would
love it. Your wife
I know, absolutely. So I put one up on the old house that we were renting. It was so wobbly and everything. Like, but I have a really good garage. I didn't have a good garage to put it up before. But here, I got a tall enough garage where I could mount one. I should probably do that.
Yeah, you could tape and staple it right to the garage, dude.
I'm just bolted in. Actually, that's probably all I'll do.
Yeah, I can't wait till you put it. I'm going to come tear your garage down, dude. I can still dunk, bro.
No way. I'm going to put it up. Just, still dunk. I'm putting it up 13 feet, so when you try and jump for it, you'll be like, oh, I can't do it anymore.
This room's 10-5, man.
It sucks. Anyway, so yeah, but I should get that, because now with this quarantine, it'd be perfect. Of course, you know what happened last time we had the basketball hoop up? All the neighbor kids wanted to come by. I'm like, no, get out of here.
Yeah, this is true.
Trying to drink beer and play basketball. Get out of here, kids.
But didn't they like go through, what town was that in like Chicago that just like went through the town and like tore all the hoops down? It was like, dude, just destroying dreams, man. You know, NBA careers just hoop by hoop.
It's probably that little bitch Curry. He didn't want people to get better than him.
It was. I think they did like a 60 minutes or something on it, dude. It was video of them like sawing him down and all these kids watching him do it.
That's terrible,
man. It was because it was like creating like violence. Or it's like somebody got shot during one of the games or something. But, dude, everybody gets shot once in a while in basketball, dude. It happens. It's part of the sport, especially if you're in Chicago.
That's when you're playing b-ball after school and there's a couple guys who are up or no good.
Yeah.
Making trouble in the neighborhood.
In the neighborhood.
you get one little fight and the government gets scared.
Tears all the hoops down, man.
Cuts down all the hoops. That's ridiculous. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
That's funny. Anyway. I mean, it's not funny, but.
No, it's not funny. It would be. I mean, it'd be kind of funny watching just these government officials coming up like, all right, kids, out of the way. Just hacking away at the hoop.
Yeah.
Why? What?
No. And they just like threw them all the way. They were like perfectly good hoops.
That is terrible. Because unfortunately, that probably causes more violence because those kids don't have anything to do.
They do. Yeah. But shoot people now.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll go back to selling drugs now instead of playing basketball.
Congratulations, Governor.
Governor, you just created a drug cartel. All right. Well, I really don't have anything else. I know it's kind of BS. And today
I got my boy band beard.
It's super tight. I know I got to shave again. So I shaved on, what did I do? Did I shave Friday before we left? And I already, this is how a man grows a beard, Hunter. So
hey, show him your hair. Come on, just show him.
It is.
It does. I mean, it's not bad. It's long though. Dude, how do you have hair? Like, look at that. Give me a break. You look like you're in like second grade with like the nicest bowl cut. You're not supposed to have hair like that. So look at you, Justin Bieber. You gotta be like a.
here we go. Hold on, Justin. I'm gonna do it. What?
Oh my god. What a haircut.
Yeah, it's getting pretty crazy, man. I gotta,
you should be thankful. Most people with horseshoe haircuts are looking at you and disgust right now.
I'm pretty happy. I'm 34 this year, and the hair is still, it's starting to get a little gray, but it's still pretty thick, still pretty volume-esque, if you will.
You look like you're from the 70s.
Yeah, I'm going to keep going, man. I'm at the point now where I can keep it going. I've gotten to the point.
What are you? What are you, a member of the Beatles? Look at you.
How dare you? I fucking hate the Beatles. How dare you?
I know you do.
I'm going to shave my head. I'm shaving it right off. Yeah. Oh, man. All right.
I thought about doing the buzz. I thought about buzzing.
I
don't know.
I don't think I can do the buzz anymore. I did it. Like if you know, as I get older, I don't mind cutting my hair shorter if it starts thinning out a little bit. But that buzz cut, man, you got to make sure you're committed to it, because problem is you got to keep up on it. Otherwise, then it starts getting like that weird poofy, like when it just grows out.
I mean, let's just be honest. Has anybody like buzzed their hair and then looked in the mirror and was like, oh, yeah
this worked out?
No, it's always like, damn it.
Shit. Thank God it grows back. Thank God it grows back. All right. Well, if you ever want to cut it, let me know. I'll cut it for you. I'll buzz it for you.
All right.
So I'll get the gloves and the mask on, and we'll buzz it up. So I'm going to buzz a dick into your head is what I'm going
to do. I know. That's why. Hell no.
And I'm going to trace it, too.
All right. Be a little cut.
Little cut.
Just like hardly took anything. The head right there, right?
Hardly
that
took it. Yet.
That's it, huh?
Instead of lightning bolts, you have dicks on each side.
You know, they kind of look like lightning bolts.
Yeah, little lightning bolts. You got a weird shaped dick, man.
Got that meat dart. Nice.
Nice. All right. Well, let's end on that. Me shaving dicks into the side of your head. This has been the Plan B After Show podcast. Of course, as always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. You can also give them a call, 269-876-0882. Also find them on Facebook, Gilson Cycle. All right, guys. We'll see you next time right here on the Plan B After Show podcast. Bye.
You ain't coming.
I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah. What's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.